There are two types of pains in life, the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. Now, pain is unavoidable in your human experience, but one pain, right, the pain of discipline weighs ounces, while the pain of regret weighs pounds. What does this mean? This means that in life, pain is unavoidable. It is undeniable, right? This idea that you can live life without consequences, that you can instill bad habits in your life, and that is inconsequential to the outcome of your future, is a fallacy. The Matrix wants you to believe that, you know, YOLO, you only live once. The question is, how do you live that one time? Do you live it with regret, or do you live it by instilling discipline and having the ability to control the source of the pain and then the outcome of what that pain wields? Now, a lot of you guys want to avoid pain because you don't understand that pain is elemental to your human experience. The pressure of life will crush you. Now, the question is, will it wield a diamond or not? And all of that has to do from the source by which that pain comes from. Now, if you instill discipline, it is painful, right? Not having to hang out with certain people, having to establish a routine, having to establish healthy lifestyles, having to establish healthy eating habits, having to cut out the bullshit in your life, saying, hey, no, I'm not going out tonight because I got things that I need to accomplish in order to live a life that is not full of regret. Now, on the other side, you have the pain of regret. This regret usually comes from a lifestyle that is massively hedonistic, a lifestyle that is massively promiscuous, that has no limitations, no boundaries, and instills zero discipline. Most people live this lifestyle because they think that they're never gonna have to pay the piper, that they're never gonna have to pay the bill for the decisions of their life, for the actions of their life. Now, we understand by Newton's law that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, that for everything that you input into the universe, you will receive an equal proportion in output. So the question is, what are you inputting and what type of pain is going to come from that? Are you going to regret it? Or are you going to instill discipline in such a way that you can control the outcome of your life and your decisions? As I'm here in Phuket, Thailand, we have a couple villas and mansions here, and kind of reminiscing my life over like the past couple years, I came to realize that by instilling discipline and suffering in that short-term period, right, those 2 hours, 3 hours of just gruesome intention every single day, I've allowed me to live a life that I have no regrets. And it's not regrets because I'm an arrogant person. I'm like, I don't regret anything that I've done, right? It's not that. It's that the life that I have is a life that has no regrets because there's nothing to regret because everything that I've done has been intentional. Everything's been done with discipline and dedication. And you can do the same. So the question is, how do you want to live your life? Now, if I take you to an old retirement home, if I take you to a hospital, you will witness, it's very palpable. You can feel it in the air. It's very dense, the pain of regret is real. And unless you instill discipline in your life, unless you instill habits, unless you instill circles of influence, friends, and put yourself in a situation where there's discipline that allows you to live a life of fullness over the long period, that gives you the ability to have a lifespan longevity full of health, wealth, love, and happiness, you need to understand that you must be willing to suffer today to become something tomorrow, instead of having anything you want today and having to pay the bill tomorrow. And I promise you, that bill is very fucking expensive. It comes with interest and it's very fat. So, as you watch this video, ask yourself, what type of life do I want? Do I want to instill these habits that are gonna push me to the next level? Or am I just gonna continue doing what I've always done? I'm just gonna continue doing what every other fucker's out here doing. You're gonna have the same results. You're gonna have the same outcome. Now the question is, what do I want? Now, you're on the other side of the screen, most likely on your phone. And honestly, the decisions of your life have no impact and have no consequence to who I am as an individual. So me saying this to you is actually because I care. I truly care, and I want you to understand these principles, because had somebody come into my life and told me these things a lot earlier, I would have been in a situation where I would have had to make decisions in a different way. And now I'm in a situation where I had to learn through experience. And I'm giving you the opportunity to not learn through experience, but to learn through the experience of others. Just like Tony Robbins said, you know, the pain of discipline, it only weighs a few ounces, but the pain, right, that comes from regret weighs tons. It's a burden because you can't do anything about it, but you can control the discipline that you instill in your life. One of the examples are these super athletes, whether it's Cristiano Ronaldo, whether it's LeBron James, they spend millions of dollars on their body every single year. The discipline that comes, right? And their life yields fruitful results in many aspects. So ask yourself, what's the life I want? What's the life that I want to live? And what am I willing to sacrifice and become disciplined in so I don't have to deal with the regret and the bullshit of the future. It's your life, you only get one. Ask yourself, am I willing to have the pain of discipline or will I deal with the pain of regret? The choice is yours. You got one life. It's all on you.